The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Guys, it's Joe, and today I'm joined by Kate and Sammy.
And we get very emotional because Joe let Sammy sing her soul song.
I want to sing with my soul.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way.
With an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate.
And this is Joe. And
welcome to Invasion of Privacy.
That. And also, we have a guest.
I forgot how to intro. Like, we've been doing this for so long. Because normally I think, anyway, whatever. We have a special guest today.
Yes, she's special.
Oh, yeah.
It's my girl. And
oh, my God. Hi.
Sammy Ricky's here.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
And we actually, I won't do it right away, but we have an email for you to answer. Someone specifically asked for either you or Nate McIntosh to answer and give them advice.
What the fuck?
They don't care about
us. First of all, those are two completely opposite point of views right there.
I know.
Her and Nate. It's like you couldn't even get further apart from
each
other. Yeah,
interesting to pick those two. Yeah.
By the way, I listened to an entire Shania Twain album on the way over here.
Are you a Shania fan?
Love it.
She was just blasting Shania Twain. I'm like, what? Like, my mom would
From
love that
this
shit.
This moment.
Yeah, and then,
life
what's
has
the other
begun.
One?
Man, I feel
there you go,
like
yeah.
a woman.
That one's actually pretty fucking good. I was like, all right. Felt like I had tits for a second. I was like, all right, I kind of like this.
I'm not really for or against Shania. I don't think I'd want to listen to a whole album.
We listened to five
like,
songs.
Oh, yeah, like,
that's still a decent amount.
Yeah, that's like an
four
EP.
Four and a half.
It was like the greatest hits or whatever. I don't know.
No, but it was from her album, Come On Over. Come on over, baby.
Because this is like an album that was out a while ago.
Yeah, because my
sister... I don't know. Has she come out with something new?
Not really. The only reason why I started playing it was it was on my recently played because my sister cries every time From This Moment on is on. Like, she just...
Every
sits there,
time?
She's like, From This Moment. She just, like, cries to it. It's so
you
crazy.
You and your sister are so freaking pretty. Because on Instagram, I love when your pictures pop up, and I'm just looking at both of you. I'm like, God damn, I don't know what your dad looks like. Your mom's a hottie, you know? But I was like, Jesus, good genetics.
Dad's a sexy man.
Really?
Oh, God. He looks like 80 different celebrities. It's crazy. Like,
wow.
Denzel Washington, we see it, and he's not even black. And then there's, like, Jim Carrey. Okay. And Brad Pitt.
I love Jim Carrey.
So let me tell you right now, her dad, 0% of him looks like Jim Carrey. Nothing.
A lot percent looks like Jim Carrey.
Not at all. But that's
well,
fine.
I wish I had a picture of him so I could say what I felt. Yeah, get a picture. First of all, I want to talk about this past Sunday, guys. I had to shoot a sizzle pilot thing with a pretty big production company, and they took a story of mine that I do on, you know, doing on stand up, and they turned it into like an actual scene, and I had to make out and have like, I had to do like fake doggy style. It was like a sex joke I had.
Hey, we did fake missionary.
Oh, it was so uncomfortable to watch.
First of all, that was like it was like one of those.
It was like
it was like a middle school dance where you're like this. Do you know what I mean? Like not even touching.
It was really.
It
like,
was still so weird. I couldn't stand that video when you went to the shower with the girl who like took her damn top
off.
See,
no, but that's a more of a thing. Like literally, when him and I did, we were both like awkward robot people. But no, this was like. I said to the guy, I don't want to do tongue. Not that he was trying to tongue me, but like it was a makeout scene, and I was like, let's not.
Get off.
You know, but like, but it was like full on, and I was in my bra, and he was like fit. Like, this was like.
He was grabbing tit?
He didn't grab tit, but we were like fully. I was in a bra, we were fully making out, and then I do doggy. It was like funny though. You know, it was a funny scene,
nice.
But it was like. So I was really nervous for it the day before. I was having a full on panic attack.
So he was shrimping you.
What does that mean?
Just like soft dick just pushing up. Yeah. Like a shrimp.
Yeah, I got shrimped.
You got shrimped?
I got that shrimp dick.
There you go. So was it
what a guy wouldn't want to hear if you were actually having sex with him? Yeah, I like that shrimp dick.
Scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable were you
before everything went down? I was like lunging, like, because when I get nervous I do lunges, so I was like, because I like all my energy is coming out and I'm just like and I just and lunge around. But he, first of all, he has a girlfriend, he was the sweetest dude. So I didn't feel like there wasn't any creepy factor, you know? And he's an actor, so he takes it seriously. And he could see how nervous I was, so he was just like, what can I do to make you more comfortable? Do you want to, like, practice before? And I was like, no!
We're doing this once and only once.
Yeah, I was like, we will wait. But no, I mean, there were so many takes. Literally, my nose and my chin are kind of, like, red and stuff, yeah, because he didn't really shave. But it's not, when you're making out on camera like that, it's not the same. It's not like you're actually making out. Like, it doesn't feel like, I wasn't like, ooh, yeah. Not that I do that when I'm actually making out. But,
ooh, yeah.
But it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience. I kind of felt like Amy Schumer for a day, you know?
Why?
Doing, because in Trainwreck, she had all those funny sex scenes.
Oh, right, yeah.
This is like the best photo I have because my dad doesn't allow us to take pictures.
Let me see your dad.
Flash photography gives him a headache.
And I'll let everyone know who he looks like. Oh, wow. Your dad doesn't look old.
He's...
I don't know what celebrity he, like, I can kind of see a white Denzel, actually.
I think he just turned 55, 54 on Monday.
So you're
Monday.
Saying you would date Joe if he was in his 50s, your dad's age.
That just makes sense.
See, exactly.
You having fun?
But yeah, he's
wait, so you wouldn't date me?
He's a good looking dude.
No, it's uncomfortable to compare. Shut up. Of course I would.
There we go.
It's just.
I could have said, what if I was dead? She's like, I would just lay with your body.
It would.
That'd be the saddest thing. I'd be like, Sammy, you got to move on. Oh, he's decomposing.
No,
he's
stop it. I'm going to cry.
He's fine. He's here.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm not dead.
Joe ain't going nowhere. Okay.
Can't do it.
I get so emotional about death.
Well, that's because you talk to.
Do not even talk to me about it.
Okay.
No, by the way,
I just dealt with something with it.
Her fucking ghosts are getting at me now because today in the car.
I like the way you say they're getting at me.
No, it was fucked up.
Dude, okay, let me hear.
Hold on. Time out.
You can hear this story.
This story's fine.
I got. I perked up.
It's crazy.
But listen,
I was watching Long Island Medium, by the way, a lot, and I was thinking of you. Sammy, I'm telling you. But anyway, let me hear this story.
So like, it's like dumb, but it's like,
not a ghost story.
It's still, but it's like still really like creepy. It makes no sense because today we went shopping and shit in the morning, and then I parked my car and I'm like, where the fuck is my phone? So I'm like looking for it.
No. You left a part out.
Oh, we went to a bagel place and I had my phone out and I know I was like watching a video, and she gets in the car and I put it down in like this cup holder that's on the door right next to me on the driver's side. And then when I drive back to my house, I get there and I'm like, where the fuck is my phone? And I can't find it. I like look on the floor, the rugs and everywhere. I look in the cup holder. It's not there. There's like glasses and
receipts in there. We picked the glasses and the receipt out of the cup holder like four times. Like I even did it.
Yeah, we picked it out. And then like, I was like, fuck it. Let's just go upstairs.
Yep. I know what that is.
Keep going.
I was like, fuck it. Let's go upstairs. So we went into the house. We ate. And then I came out by myself and I'm still looking for it. I look at the cup holder again where I thought I put it, and I look in the back seat everywhere under the car in case it fell out of my pocket.
He was looking in my pockets like it was crazy.
I was checking in the shopping bags that were in the fucking back of the car. I was like, I don't even know
where
I wasn't
else to
even
look.
Prepared. I'm like, what if I find it in one of the bags? Like, I'm not even prepared to deal with that.
Yeah.
So then I went back inside and I was like, I can't find it. This is weird. And then she was FaceTiming me, and I remembered. This is like a trick for anyone who like loses their phone. My phone is always on Do Not Disturb, so it doesn't light up ever.
Because he's hiding who he talks to.
No, it's because I'm in three different group chats with like 12 people.
Most unshady person.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
No, obviously. No, he's in like huge group chats.
So I like my phone. It will vibrate all day. So I'm
right.
So I put the whole phone on Do Not Disturb. So like my phone will never light up. But if you FaceTime it, it will light up. Like no matter what, it always lights up. So if
and
you can't find your phone, FaceTime it and it'll make the noise. So I was like, just FaceTime me, I'm gonna go back to the car. She starts FaceTiming me. I open up the car door. The fucking phone is on top of
the
receipts,
glasses.
The glasses and everything in that cup holder, like this. Like just fucking out. I'm like, what the I was
he
so
walked
confused.
In. He walked into the house and was like, you're never gonna believe where it was.
It was so creepy.
Like, I remember.
Can I tell you the reason why I was going like shaking my head yes is because the same thing happened to my friend Tina. the same thing.
The one she was at.
You met Tina? Yeah, you met Tina. So
with the home decor.
Yes.
I still follow her. She posts the great.
She's
stuff.
Amazing. Yeah, she's such an artist. You know.
Yeah.
No, but she couldn't find her car charger. It was plugged in the thing, and she couldn't find it. She's like, "Where the hell would this be?" She was like looking everywhere, checked her car 3 times. The 4th time she goes to check it, it's plugged in to the thing.
Hate it. I even said it.
And she was like, she calls me because you know when someone has like a creepy experience, like a spiritual they call me. Thing. She was like, Kate. You will not fucking believe this. She's like, I'm telling you, I checked like 3 times. It was not plugged in. And then the last time it was plugged.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like I even said it to him though. I was like, it's going to be in the most obvious spot. I'm telling you.
There's so many different theories for that. I mean, I don't know which one it is, but like, you know, according to like, I think Tim said this back in the day, but like sometimes, or maybe it was Tim or maybe it was Dave, one of those deep inside the rabbit hole people, but they were saying that like sometimes there's like a weird time warpish thing or like, I don't know. There are some crazy out there theories
it was so bizarre.
Like there's like a weird blip, but then it like fixes itself. Like there's like a blip in the matrix. Like who knows what it is or
and, like, the
a
universe.
Spirit takes it for some reason and puts it back. I don't know.
And then I bought a car charger when I went to when we went shopping. And I went to
Giants
plug
one.
It.
He was so excited.
Yeah, it was like it had the New York Giants logo on it, right? So I'm like, fuck it, let me get it. So I bought it, and I plug it in, and then I
plugged my phone in,
and the thing pops, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I take it out, and it's smoking. And I'm like, what?
Wait,
the
same
fuck?
Thing happens to Tina. 2 times that happened. She literally just texted me a week ago, like my car charger just sparked and got on fire again.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is
going on?
Someone doesn't want me to use my phone.
Huh.
Or it's just that charger was $3. Like, could
yeah,
be
that
super
could be
cheap.
The other thing.
Okay. First of all, back the fuck up because it was $6.599.
Yo, you got money.
I don't like your shit.
You should be buying the real deal shit.
We were in TJ Maxx. The best store ever.
We were in TJ Maxx. And like, I wasn't planning on buying it, but like, it was like near the register. So I was like, I'm taking this shit.
He buys so many knickknacks that there's no reason to buy them. He would look at like a golf ball that's like, that lights up and he'd be like, but look at this.
I love cool shit like that. Like that store of Gizmos and Gadgets, I could just
gadgets
buy
and
everything.
Gizmos?
Gadgets and whatever.
I've never even heard of either
Gizmos
of those.
And Gadgets
and
Gadgets?
They literally
Gizmos?
Have
now
all
called
the, like these little fucking things.
You like tchotchkes.
Trinkets.
It's not like trinkets. It's like little cool like inventions I can't even explain.
Do you like
it.
Stores like the Sharper Image?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, really? I guess it's more of like where you have big malls, but they have like things like cool massagery thing, like things that people have recently invented, like a new twist
to
things.
That's like Gadgets and Gizmos.
Yeah, I just like that shit. Like you ever been? It's not like Spencer's. Spencer's I don't really like that much, but like what is it?
Gadgets and Gizmos. It's not called Eureka. Just say Eureka.
Wait, I want to say something to all of our listeners. Invasion of Privacy went past like top 100 comedy podcasts. It's a little bit now. It's like around 130 right now, but yeah, it's going to keep growing. And I just want to thank all of our listeners, because we get a ton of emails and people saying how much they love the podcast and how it's influenced them. So
fucking go.
I'm serious. We get a lot. And then I've been getting to meet some of them doing the tarot card readings. And it's
really
cool.
Oh, you've been doing tarot card readings?
Yeah, over
Skype. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that works out.
You show anyone your boobs?
No. I know. It's hard not to when I'm on Skype.
Had to ask.
I know. Skype, it's like, you know. I'm like, why did we invent Skype if I'm not going to show a boob? But
yeah, of course.
You got to pay $5 extra for a nip.
Can you imagine just five
for
extra? That's
nip.
How much I don't care about like my worth. I'm like,
$5.
If you give 99 more cents, I'll show you a nip. Anyway, are we ready for this email?
Okay, let's.
Because this person really wants Sammy's advice.
Well, I'm saying I'm not good at this.
A lot of pressure, Sam. You have to save his life.
Don't fuck up.
Can you imagine it was like, I have this rash. Like, he wants you to diagnose him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would be the worst person to talk to
about
that because I'm the biggest hypochondriac
it.
Ever. I would say he has the worst.
You'd be
disease
like, you're dying. Go to the hospital immediately.
If I told her that water was expired, she would throw up an hour later because she would just get it in her head like, oh my God, the water is expired. Like, what am I?
Can I tell you something really out there that you should try?
Uh-oh.
But I'm into this, and I believe this, obviously. If you focus, if you get, like, a glass of water, and you focus...
Oh, this is fucking gold. Go ahead.
Okay, mister, where's your phone? Oh, a spirit took it, now it's back. Anywho.
Yeah, my ghost didn't take it.
Anyway.
Okay. It might have. But okay, if you take a glass of water and you focus like loving energy at the water, seriously, you focus like good thoughts, good love, and then you drink it, it really helps your vibration. It raises it. It brings it closer to love. Just, I'm just saying, try it.
Aww.
Great. Love, I'm going to have to do love, that love, every love, time we drink water. The babe, stare at the water.
Maybe if you guys have sex near like a lot of water and we then you just drink have, it.
Instead of candles around the bed, just like water. Even though there's water bottles all over your bed anyways because of me.
Yeah.
That sounds so weird.
Do you drink a lot of water?
I drink in my sleep.
In her sleep. Mm-hmm. She just like rolls over and she drinks mm-hmm. laying drink down. Like, yeah. She drinks laying down.
Like, I can, you know, wake like up the one way
you're not supposed to drink water? That's exactly how she does it. Mm. She drinks it like upside down.
Big That's ones, really good yeah. to stay hydrated. I drink a shitload of water. Okay, ready?
Go.
My name is Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
And then he says, I don't care if you say my name. So that's why I said his name. I'm 16 years old and I'm a junior in high school. There's a freshman girl named Lindsay in my sign language class that sits directly next to me. When I say this, I don't mean this is all I notice about her, but she has some huge boobs for a freshman.
Okay.
Nice.
But I really like her. She's always positive. She's funny. She's really cute and all around adorable. But I've only said like three sentences to her and vice
versa.
Yeah. But it was in a typo and it said vice Bertha, which is really funny. So that's why I paused. I was like,
vice Bertha.
And vice
that's a
Bertha.
Terrible name. Whoever has the name Bertha, I'm so Oof, sorry.
Brutal. But okay. So he's only said three sentences to her the entire semester that he's known her. I fucking suck at talking to hot girls, mainly because I'm not that good looking. I'm a little fat and I have acne. I can be funny at times, but I dress really nice to distract from all that. My question is, how would you talk to her if you were in my position?
I would just talk to her. I don't know. Like, just do it. Grow some balls. Go up there and just,
ooh, Sammy.
And talk to her.
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
you know what's a little...
The big boobs really didn't need to be put in that email.
They must be really nice if you
and
had
also,
to put them in.
And also, if Dawson is a girl, I think he would have said that, right?
No, Dawson's a boy. I feel like Dawson's a boy's name.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's
Creek. Yeah. But, yeah, so yeah. First of all, let's just... I do want to say...
So it's a dude.
It sounds like she's a catch. I'm so old. She is a catch. Huh?
She's a catch. She's got some set of tits.
Well, let me just say
put
something.
Put a ring on it.
Okay.
We're talking about a freshman in high school. This is gross. Fuck, I just realized that.
No, but this is what I want to say. Because I feel like there are always a couple girls in your high school class or junior high, whatever it is, that are like the hot, funny, charismatic girls, right? And I feel like everyone always goes for them. So it's like, I'm not saying don't go for her, but if she's like one of those like really popular,
like the well-known.
Yeah. And you're like, I mean, still talk to her, let her know who you are. But
she's
like,
about to shoot Dawson down.
That's what I'm saying. She might shoot him down if she's.
No, I was talking about you.
Oh, I'm about to shoot Dawson down.
No.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I guess I feel like if he really just likes her also because of the boobs and the looks and she's
then,
like that.
Then I wouldn't.
Well, here's the thing. Freshman year, not a lot of people have tits. But junior, senior, everyone's got tits. Remember that. You got two
That's
more
true.
Years.
Yeah.
You're going to have more options.
No, he's a junior.
He's a junior. He's a sophomore. He's 16.
No, 16.
He's 16
he
is a
said,
sophomore.
He said.
Hold on, guys. I'll pull it up.
16.
He said he's a junior.
He's a junior in high school.
He's yeah. a junior.
See, he's a junior.
See?
So there should be a lot. There should actually be more titties available. But
I just, maybe he just finds her.
Maybe he just really likes her. And that's, I mean, it sounds like she's funny. She's adorable.
Kate's already throwing her in the fucking mean cheerleader category over here.
I'm just saying.
If she's got big tits
no,
and she's hot,
honest.
She's probably not nice.
I'm trying to be honest here. You know how, like, you have that, like, really hot, big boob bombshell and she's, like, the popular girl? It's like every guy kind of wants to talk to her, but she might shoot him down. That doesn't mean don't go for it.
Of course.
It,
I mean,
but
everyone
it's like,
might
if
shoot
she,
you down.
If she does shoot you down, I just don't want Dawson to take it, like,
yeah, but that might not be,
to heart or
that
too
not,
personally.
That might not be the case because
Listen,
I had big
Dawson.
Boobs in high school and I didn't have a lot of people talking to me.
Listen, oh,
I would have talked to you,
people
Sammy.
People didn't think I was hot. Okay.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, okay. I bet
am.
You were one of those girls like, no, he is just my friend. And then fucking, yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Being no.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You want to be a friend?
Let me tell you, first of all, you're both, your fake
anyway,
fights are nauseating.
Wait, hold on.
Okay,
can I just say something? Dawson, buddy, Rejection.
Only real fights around here, guys.
Rejection.
Okay?
Rejection is a part of life. Mm. And listen, in baseball, right? Let's equate it to baseball, right? If you bat 300, you're in the Hall of Fame. So you only have, like, you 7 out of 10 times you strike out, you're in the Hall of Fame. You only have to get on base three times out of 10.
I was telling Dawson to just sit down already. I was like, Dawson, no.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I was just like, go and talk to her.
All you got
to
do is get 3 out of 10, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
You have nothing to lose. If anything, you have something to lose if you don't go up
Stephen
and talk
Drew
to her.
Started on the Yankees. He batted 100. That's 1 out of 10.
Babe, we're talking about tits here, not
baseball. It does not matter. It equates. I'm saying it's a part of life. Do you know how many times I've been rejected in my life?
How many?
A ton.
Why?
Oh my God, Sammy.
Well, thank you for rejecting him.
I can't with
now
this.
Now I got him.
Oh, ow.
Sucks for you.
Shut up.
He just said, shut up. You're an idiot. You're retarded.
I don't say that.
You call her the R word? Is that what you do?
He only said it once.
Is that how you abuse her?
No, he said it once. And then he took it back.
You guys are so not... Do you guys ever get into real fights?
We get into fights because she does this all the time.
We don't really get into fights about it.
No, she says something and I go, wow. And she goes, why are you so like judgmental? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
I like you're quirky.
Like today in the car, he like laughed at something and I was like, what's so funny? And he didn't answer. So I was like, what's so funny? He's like, okay, Mrs. Detective. I'm like, why can't I laugh with you?
I literally went like this. I was driving and I just went... And she goes, what's so funny? And I was like, nothing. She goes, what's so funny? And I'm like, relax, detective. Nothing. I can't. Like,
and then I was like, I don't understand. What did I do wrong? Like, I want to laugh with you. And he was just
I want to laugh with you together forever.
Really? Are you about to make fun of me
flowers?
When you were the one who laid on the floor with me today?
Yeah, I was tired.
Shut down. That was not what happened.
I have nothing to say here.
Anyway.
I have nothing to say.
This is getting real fucking
I'm getting
cute.
More and more depressed by the minute.
Wait, I need to give...
Shut up. Josh, shut up.
Need to give a hug.
Can we help Dawson here?
We already helped Dawson. Yeah. Go freaking talk to her.
Go talk to her, Dawson. I'm sorry that I already felt like...
And Dawson, listen, if
you
were
going to fail before you started...
Dawson, if...
I'm sorry. I was like, Dawson, you know what? Cut off your dick and go home.
Dawson,
I'm digging myself a bigger hole. Shut up, step in for Nathan because he's not here. Sorry.
Okay, babe, go.
Dawson, and if you think you're fat or whatever, and you don't like that, then change it.
Mm.
If you don't like it, but if you're like,
or
fuck
it,
dude, I'm down. Like, yeah, I know tons of people that are like,
I got a fat ass and I own that shit.
All right. We could just cut Kate and Mike's off.
No, but I seriously do. I think that you have nothing to lose if you go up and talk to her.
Yeah,
but you have something to gain.
You can't go up to her like, I don't know, man. I feel like the easiest way to talk to people is
it's scary
you
though.
Start a friendship with someone and then
that's
see what
we,
the kind of person they are.
That's what we
you
did.
Can't like go up to someone and kind of be like. With already the intention, like, I'm going to date this person.
Wait, no. You two did not start with a friendship. He hit you up on Instagram because thought you were a hottie boombalotti.
We talked for like
a month.
Why
are you equating everything back to us and then we talk about...
Sorry, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Don't wait, I'm just, we did that.
No, but I'm saying, like, we were, like, talking on, like, somewhat of a friendly level before we started.
How long were you guys talking for?
No, we did.
Until there
were,
like, makeouts and stuff.
We talked for, like, a month, then we stopped talking, and then we talked for, like, 2 weeks. And then
that's, like, a decent amount of talking before there was any tongue action.
I've never, like, saw someone and was like, I'm going to start talking to this person with the intent to date them. Like, I don't know anything about... How do I know I want to date them? I don't know.
No, that's great, actually, because I think about, you know, if I start dating or whatever, I'm like, I would definitely want to get to know someone slowly and as a friend.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's why I'm
telling
this kid.
There's so many sociopaths out there, by the way.
What?
Sociopaths. People who are just fucking off, disconnected, crazy, they look normal, end up having some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get to know a person slowly.
You just scared the shit out of her now.
Oh, my God.
What if I'm a sociopath?
Huh? You're not a sociopath, Sammy.
Well,
the only thing you're repressing is your ability to talk to the dead.
I'm not repressing it. I just spoke to a little boy on last week.
You did?
No, I didn't. I ran. I froze and I
okay,
ran.
But wait, hold on. Did a little dead boy?
It was like a little ghost boy.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I just finished painting a canvas for above my bed. And I was home alone. And how my apartment is set up, it's like there's a hallway and my bedroom's here and the bathroom's right across from the hallway. But when you cross the hallway, you see the TV that reflects into the kitchen. So the TV is like on an angle. And so it like you see the TV from all angles in the living room and the kitchen. And every time I walk past, like if the TV's off, but the light in the kitchen is on, you could see the kitchen like really clearly. Like really, the TV's a 68 inch or something. So okay. Like it's big. So like you see everything. And I walked past and like I saw like a figure. So I was just like, okay, obviously nothing's there. So just look so that you don't mind fuck yourself. And like just look back before you go into the bathroom, because the bathroom is obviously the scariest place in your apartment, regardless if there's anything in there, because you're so vulnerable in the bathroom. Showers are the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you take shits. Thank you. I didn't know that. Yeah. I learned something new every day.
Here you've been shitting in your hamper this whole time.
Crap. And so then when I walked back, it was still there. So I was staring at it and I was like, okay, I see something. It's definitely there.
What does it look like? Like a fuzzy?
No, it wasn't fuzzy. It looked like something was actually standing there.
Like an actual person?
Like it looked like a little boy with a little black hat with a button up. Yeah. And so I stared at it and I was like, okay, grow some balls. Walk closer to it.
So I'm so proud of you, Sammy.
No. Oh, okay. No. So I walked and I was like, I walked closer because I was like, okay, this might be an object that's mine, like playing a trick on me, like just objects in the kitchen that's making like a figure. And so I was like, okay, walk closer. And it moved. And then I looked into the kitchen. Nothing was there. I looked back. Nothing was there. I went back to where I was standing, where I saw it, thinking like it might be an object still, like in the kitchen. And it was not there. It was not there. And I stood there and I was like, I'm not even going to go pee now. I'm going to go into my room. I'm going to call my mom.
Piss my bed.
And I'm leaving. And I sat on my bed and I was like, frozen as can be, did not even want to open my door because I was scared I was going to see a little boy just like standing there beheaded. I have no idea. I was freaking out. I was freaking myself out at this point. I thought that I was going
to
see.
Well, now you have a right to freak yourself out.
And so I was freaking out and I was just like in my room, like on the phone with my mom. I'm hysterical crying. I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to get to the front door because I have to walk past that area to get to the front door. Like, can you come in here and get me? She's like, the door is locked. Like, there's no way I can get into you. And I was like, all right, so I'm going to leave now. She lives in New Hyde Park. I live in Bayside. That's like a 15-minute drive. I was like, I'm going to get out of here now while I'm on the phone with you. I am running out of the house. I am packing a bag, and I am leaving, not turning anything off. I don't even know if anything's plugged in. I'm leaving. And so I walked outside, and I walked like 6 blocks just getting away from the apartment. Yeah. I was freaking out.
Did you sleep in your mom's bed that night?
No, I slept with all the pups. All my pups.
Aw.
Yeah. But no, I was fine. It was more just, and I'm not scared to sleep there now. Like, it was like a weird moment. I'm sort of like trying to forget about it. But then I ended up calling my brother about it because he used to live in that apartment. And he told me a story. He's like, what time did this happen at? And I was like 2:30. And he was like, okay, well, if it was like 3:15, then I'd be worried. And I was like, why? He was like, because that's when something happened with me when I was in that apartment. And I was like, wow, what happened?
I think you can be worried still, but keep going.
I was like, wow, what happened? And he was like, well, I felt Gina wasn't home. His girlfriend wasn't home at the moment. And she's been feeling like weird things, but he never did. And so he thought Gina was waking him up by tapping him on the foot. And he was like, what the fuck? He wakes up and he was staring at his foot and nothing was there, but he still felt it. And it was just happening. And Donnie like freaked out. And then he like laid in bed and he finally fell back asleep. And then at like 5 o'clock, he woke back up again. And it said like, come play with me. Turn around. Like, come play with me.
Oh, there's a little boy there. Yeah.
He said it was a little girl. And so I was like, fuck, shit. I guess there's two kids and kids who are ghosts who are absolutely terrifying. Like in any movie, little kids.
Don't you think it's
just
a scary kid or adult ghost wise?
I have no idea, but I don't think about it anymore. But then, literally 2 nights ago, Monday night, I came back from a holiday party and I was popping pimples on my face in the bathroom. And I was like, it was silent in the apartment. Like, we just got home. My sister went to bed. Her door was closed. And it sounded like someone said, like, look behind. And I was like, Alyssa! And she was like, what? And I was like, what did you just say? And she was like, I didn't say anything. And I was like, were you listening to anything on your phone? Like, we were trying to debunk it. And she was like playing videos. And I was like, that sounds nothing like it. Like, it was crazy. It was so weird. And it was just so creepy. So then I couldn't sleep again. And like, I slept in her room that night. And I could not sleep at all because I was sleeping in the room that Donnie felt what was happening. And I was like, now I really can't sleep. It's just, it's insane. It's insane. And then I was talking to him last night about it, and I was like, you're never going to sleep in my apartment, are you? He's like, nope. I'm like, come on.
I've slept in that room where he got his foot touched.
Mm. Did you feel something?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I have.
You've slept in Alyssa's room?
No, yes.
Oh, you have. Did you feel something when you
No, I didn't. Oh. And if I did...
I don't think that... I think you should slumber.
I'm telling you right now, listen, I told you, right? I will protect you against people. But not animals.
How could
and
you?
Fucking not ghosts.
How could so you protect her against a ghost foot, anyway? You
I'm
can't.
Fucking out of there.
Okay, yeah, but like, can you sleep there anyways?
Yeah, you should sleep there sometimes.
Thank we
you.
Could duct tape the door or something.
Yeah, they go
Yo,
through
duct
them.
Tape ain't gonna do shit.
They go through them.
We're talking about the spiritual realm, people. But listen, can I say something to you?
Sure.
You're a very positive energy person. Seriously. Uh-huh. So, like, when you have an ability like that, because there are some teenagers who have that ability and they're going through a very like angsty, angry phase. They attract more of the negative entities because uh-huh. energy attracts like energy.
Right.
I'm going to guess that whatever beings you do attract, they're probably not harmful out to get you things.
Yeah.
They might, like the Long Island medium, you should definitely watch because she.
I watch her all the time.
And it's all positive. It's these yeah. people, like it's nothing to be, I'm not saying if you're scared, you're scared. But
yeah.
the people that come through or the ghost or the spirit that comes through for her, it's always.
Like a happy.
Because she's such a positive person.
Yeah.
And she only has positive intent. So those are the things that come through. So right. keep that in mind because you're so positive. The things that are coming through are probably not.
Yeah, that's what my mom
negative
said.
Entities.
My mom was saying that I should feel bad because whatever is in there is probably lost. And
it's
you
like,
should,
can you please tell like, me where
to
find
go?
My mommy?
I'm like, hey, Ma, I want to find my mommy when I see a ghost. Are you kidding?
Okay, I'm going to give the spirits permission. Only talk to Sammy if she's with someone where she feels safe or something, right?
Because no, don't do that.
Not Joe Santagato.
Thank
ghosts,
you, please.
But maybe like around me or her mom or yeah. sister. And that way she can feel safer to talk back, maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'll never talk back. But
Sammy!
Like, what? I can't.
You might
I'm
have
sorry.
A mission here on Earth.
There's no way. I would not sleep ever.
I'm so good at being smooth. It's my number
Namaste.
One thing. Namaste, everyone. All right. Well, I'm not going to force you to talk to ghosts, but I think it could be a really cool. You could be like the next Long Island medium person. Yeah. The hot, cool version. Like, I'm such a mom. The hot, cool version.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Hot
I think
sizzling.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Staying away from those things. I'll just run from them.
I'm Fine. Also good. All yeah. that. I'm all set.
Yeah, but like even when we had something weird happen in your house with Chase, like I didn't feel scared.
I didn't feel scared either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't see, my dog's just barking at an area. He's not,
that's creepy,
I'm not
though.
Seeing little fucking boys. If I saw a little boy in my house, I'm not going back. And I'm not going to your apartment either because there's boys there too. Fuck that. I'm going somewhere else.
Maybe he's gone now.
When I get scared, I might have said this already on the podcast, when I get scared at night, what I do.
You dance, right?
I do that. Like, I do my little energy thing. But also, like, if I'm in my bed and it's like I wake up at 4 a.m. for some reason, like I have a nightmare or whatever,
yeah.
I'm up.
And you're like,
what
frantic.
I do is I say, I surround myself in white light. This is like what they say to do in like the spiritual books, whatever. So I just do it. I surround myself in white light. I call on Christ energy or angels, whatever. And I just say, please look over me, protect me. Only
I usually
positive
talk
entities.
To my grandpa.
That's fine. Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm like, that's if I know. That's fine,
yeah,
too. That'll
yeah,
work.
Yeah, you could do that. You could talk to him.
I just know all. Yeah, that'll yeah. work. That'll work. Just like, not your grandma. No, I'm
like, kidding. There was one night that I was sleeping in the room that my sister sleeps in, my brother's old room. And it was the night that my grandpa passed, like a year after. And it felt like, I'm going to sound crazy, but I guess you won't think this is crazy because it's so, like, spiritual. But
and
I
she's
felt
Kate
like,
Wolf, so.
Yeah, I felt like an angelic blanket was put on me. as crazy as that is. And like, it felt like I was like touched and like I wasn't freaked out at all. And I like went right to sleep.
I love that.
At the time that he passed.
I believe, because once again, when you watch Long Island Medium, a lot of times she'll say, like, you know that time you felt this. The person, it was them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was. And you're so sensitive to those things. I'm going to say 95% sure that's what it was.
Yeah. And it was literally at the time he passed. It was around it.
This motherfucker on his phone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not entertaining you.
He doesn't like this stuff.
It freaks you out?
Yeah.
Okay. You're safe. You're safe here. You're in a safe place,
Babe, Joe. I'll protect you.
Yeah, you got Sammy here.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I want to tell you something really funny. So I sometimes do these infomercials because it's like I go in for like 3 hours and it's like, quote unquote, decent money, but they're so corny. You know, it's like typical infomercials.
What,
is that like the makeup
plates?
One that you did?
So the makeup one was actually one of the least cheesy ones. Uh-huh. The first one I did is like it's for these things called sticky notes.
Like stick,
like post-its? Yeah, it's post-its, but it's like you don't need that. There's no sticky. It's like it just kind of goes already. They're kind of cool. Like you just, it's like already static cling where you can just whoop and then
the full thing sticks.
Yeah, and you can like wipe. It's almost like a erase board where you can like reuse them. Mm. Anyway, they're pretty cool actually. But here's the funny. So I play this like typical mom, and I'm like, don't tell me you forgot to pick up Billy again. It's like that really corny line. Yeah. And then it shows a picture of my fake son with an umbrella in the rain.
Oh, my God.
It's really, like, it is really funny. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel, like, a couple days ago put together, because I guess every year he puts together really funny, like, infomercial holiday gifts that people would never fucking
Please
buy.
Tell me that
yes.
you were on there.
Yes. And, like, it's so, it's like, first that of all, I
amazing.
Would love to be on Jimmy Kimmel doing my stand-up. You know what I mean? But of course,
You're
I get on Jimmy Kimmel
show.
And I'm just like, don't tell me you forgot to pick up Billy again. And I'm like, it's the worst infomercial acting. I look like
I
want to
see it. Can I look it up?
Yeah, not right now. I'll show you after. But
okay,
it was
good.
Like, everyone's like, you should post it. I'm like, no, I don't want everyone to
you
see my horrible
it.
Acting.
Sticky note.
Here she goes again.
Hilarious. Babe, love
I have,
me.
I have no comment.
Anyway, I just want to talk about that. And, oh, okay. So a couple podcasts ago, we were talking a lot about the word faggot, which I don't even like saying. But I got really awesome tweets from one of our listeners. And I really liked the point she made because she said, imagine you were in the closet. Imagine constantly hearing a word that people use to describe someone like you, but only ever hearing it in negative context. Like if the new word for something that's stupid or lame or annoying was Kate Wolf. Like everyone's like, hey, that's fucking Kate Wolf. And so replacing that name instead of like stupid or lame, whatever, you wouldn't feel comfortable with expressing yourself or being who you truly are. Or it wouldn't be as easy to express who you are. So I that's also why I don't like using those words. I know they're quote unquote just words. However, you are turning that thing and what it stands for into a negative. So
I was just thinking about this. I understand that. And that's why I try to stay away from that word. But like faggot is a word that people may like. It's hard to me to explain this, but like a faggot and Kate Wolf is totally different because you are Kate Wolf. They aren't necessarily faggots. Like, they are gay people. And if I can understand how you're upset. Like if someone's like, oh, that's gay, that I get, because then they're using the word of what you are as something. But faggot, you can completely disconnect yourself from that because you're like, that word doesn't mean anything. People made up that, you know what I'm saying? Like people made up that word.
I don't really know like, the origin of that word, but I do feel like people pretty much associate faggot with being gay.
Right. But if I was a gay person, I wouldn't.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't.
I think she makes a really
good
like
point. That's like me being offended by cracker. Like I understand like it's, but it's like that, you know what I'm saying?
What
that,
do you
in
mean?
The same sense.
Yeah, but it's easier to not be offended by
no,
the
like,
word
you know how
cracker
people say, like,
when we live in a society
exactly.
that really puts
no, you're
up
right.
and praises
you're right.
white people.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is like the word cracker, people made up that word to try and like make fun of white people.
I never knew that.
Well, you know, whatever. But it's like that
Where
word.
The hell have I
that,
been?
It was like
it was like cracker.
Like who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Because it's like I'm not. I could just disconnect myself from that word. It's not like I am that. It's not, but like if I am gay, then like, then the word gay, when people use it that in that way, then that would offend me. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's just something I just thought of. But like, that would be my point of view if I was like a gay person thinking about like someone called me a faggot. Like, all right, that doesn't mean it's just like I don't even know. You made that up. That's like me calling you like, I don't even know, like an iron. And like, I'm every time I use your name in a derogatory way, I'm saying fucking iron. You know, it just like doesn't make any fucking sense.
I mean, you're losing me now.
Yeah,
with that.
I did lose you. But did you understand the rest of it?
I mean, I think I was
Kate
on
just
board.
Was like, I don't know.
After a while, I was like, I don't know what this motherfucker's talking about at all.
You lost me on iron too.
But it doesn't mean
I kind of hear what you're saying, but I still feel like it. Whatever.
I know, but I don't.
I just want. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't use.
If anything, maybe if you weren't using it, if you use anything in a negative way, even if it's not a faggot, like anything you say negative shouldn't be said.
No, well, that's what I agree with that no matter what you say, if it has negative connotation,
yeah,
you know,
like you could say
sucks,
like,
but even we'll take the word gay then, because people do that all the time, like, oh, that's so gay, you're gay.
Right.
Gay does mean homosexual in our society. So they are saying, oh, you're homosexual in a sense. And it's like, there's clearly nothing at all wrong or bad about being homosexual, so
but people make it a negative.
So we can say, oh no, it's just a word. Okay, true. It doesn't have to carry as much weight. You get to give it the weight, you know, that you determine it should have. But at the same time, you know, they are saying what you are is this thing.
Yeah. Like,
so
if you did something, let's say like lame, and that's when someone said like, that's so gay. Like, it's not like you'd be like, that's so awesome.
And exactly. Like, so if you're taking someone's doing something lame and you go, that's so gay, and gay means homosexual, you are making the link.
Right.
Homosexual equals gay equals lame. That is what you're doing. And then you can say, No, I'm not. Well, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like these are the fights I got into with like all my ex-husband, where I'm like, you just called me this. And he's like, no, I didn't. I said this was that and this is that. And I'm like, you know, you're calling me a bitch. It's you are. You know? So it's like,
yeah, I
sorry to make that all about me and
my
ex-husband.
I know some gay people that don't like the word, and I know some gay people that just don't care
about it.
They're just like,
it matters,
I don't know,
how they feel in their own skin.
Like, sometimes they even use it. Like,
but think about a lot of our audience. You know, if you're in middle or high school, you haven't had much time to really claim your identity yet and really embrace if you are, you know, gay.
Yeah,
it's
or
not like,
understand what those words actually mean and how they can offend people. If you're that young, you're just kind of like saying everything's gay.
Yeah.
You know?
God, I'm so glad I'm not in high school again. Oh, by the way,
what the fuck was that?
No, because I'm saying kids are so brutal. They can be so brutal there. Like,
oh,
they say
so brutal.
They can
really?
Say they just say stupid shit all the time. Popularity matters. Like, it's like all this stupid shit that I am so happy to not have to deal with anymore.
See,
dude,
like,
they don't celebrate weirdness and being unique.
My school was in such a bubble that like we were all super weird.
But
oh, that's awesome.
No, you guys are the cliche white high school like movie. Exactly like it. Like, Kate, I'm telling you, exactly
he
like
hates
you
on my
see
friends.
In high, like, in
I
those
love that.
Movies.
Like, no, we are.
You ever
all
see those movies where it's
weird.
Like a high school?
Well, no,
and you
true,
go,
because
dude,
I was
this
the biggest weirdo
happen.
Ever in high school.
Yeah, but when you're really pretty and
yes,
stuff,
was.
You can be weirder.
Yep.
No, but regardless, like, we were very. The whole school, like, even when we had, like, performances and everything, it was very difficult for us to exclude anybody for how they were in society, like in that school. Like, it was really hard for us. It really was. You can look in the other direction and you could think that I'm lying and you could think that this isn't true, but there were so many performances like Rebel War. Like, there were so many weird kids that we wanted to be in it. Like,
I'm not saying that you guys are all shitty people. I'm saying
you
like
did.
You guys are all like
shitty
school,
people.
No, it's like school spirit.
I love
and
that.
Sammy's
like, yeah, did.
Yeah, did.
There's like,
but
I don't know.
Yeah, did.
You're very clicky people. Like, I watch those movies, I'm like, I can't relate to a goddamn thing in any of these movies whatsoever.
Like the dance scenes that happen out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they're all. Well, what movie did I watch the other day? I think it's. What's the movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. and he makes that girl prom queen?
She's all that.
Oh my god, she's
prom,
so pretty.
At the prom, she's so good.
So pretty.
But at the prom, they're all like
every
synchronized
time you say that
dancing.
Now, I think of the Victoria's Secret show.
You did it again.
What did I do?
You bring it back to us.
Can you guys stop having quasi fights?
That's what I mean.
Here?
She's done it though.
No, it's fine. She did. She just did. She's doing her.
No, no. The only reason why I was thinking about that was because at the Victoria's Secret show, now every time you say it, when that one girl walked out, you're like, she is so good. What's her name? What's her Instagram?
Like, oof. I was curious.
It didn't bother me. I ended up finding her for him, but.
I follow. Sorry. I
follow. She's so good.
I won't.
She's
I won't.
So good. He's so good.
It's just, it's a weird way to say it.
Find
like,
me
she's
his Instagram.
So good.
He's so good.
You know, like, I've never heard that other than that night. It was just, sorry, I won't think of you.
Ever.
I won't try to, like,
that's
put
also,
experiences.
That's also what she does.
I love that. I'll try not to put experiences with your face.
Yeah. Like, if
that's
it
what
makes me
get.
Think of you, I won't say it. I'll just keep it in my head.
Wow, way to make Sammy suppress her soul
song. That's what she'll do. She's like, fine, I'll never talk ever again. And I'm like, what? Anyway, what the fuck were we
talking
about?
Can I bring
about?
Up one more thing, please?
No.
Yeah.
I never asked for permission. Permission to talk, Sammy and Joe?
Yeah.
So I was at my ex-husband's a couple days ago, and I had this bag, like a purse, that it's been like 4 years old. It was all tattered and worn. And I was telling him, and he was like, why don't you get another one? And I'm like, I don't have a lot of money. So yesterday I went to pick up my son, and my ex-husband bought me a new beautiful purse, and he gave it to me, and I started sobbing.
Oh my God, I would have.
And he, like, you could tell he immediately got awkward. He just was like, is everything okay? And I was like, this was really nice. Like, I was like, it was so nice of you. You don't understand. And he was like, okay. And like, Shane just came up and started hugging me. He's like, this is just mommy. You know, it's how mommy is.
Yeah.
If she doesn't cry enough, it'll build up. She'll have a meltdown. So you just let mommy cry, you know?
Yeah.
And my ex-husband's like tiptoeing out of the room. Like, what? I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God.
But I got a new
That's
purse.
That's so sweet.
It was so nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's good that you have a good relationship to surround Shane with.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
We're a really good broken family. The kind you dream of as a little kid. I have it, guys.
Hey, I wish mine was like that.
We're a really good broken family. That's great.
Because some families are intact and they hate each other. You know?
Yeah, and then there are some that aren't intact that hate each other.
Ooh, that's probably the worst. No, it depends, because if the family's together and they hate each other and you have to be surrounded by the two of them just making little passive-aggressive comments, like, I hope you choke on your noodles.
Yeah, but I'm not.
What just happened, Sammy?
I was going
to
say something.
I feel like you got really... Were you about to say something about Joe? And you're like, nope, no experiences with Joe.
While you were explaining,
it was
so funny. While you were explaining that situation, I was like, oh, this happened.
It reminds me of when Joe and I...
This happened, but I'm not going
to
say it.
You're allowed to talk. He's your boyfriend. He's like one of your most important people. I think it's okay to bring it. I'm sorry he's traumatized you.
No, he hasn't traumatized me, but it was just, it's not really a situation like that, but how Shane was saying that you need to cry or else you have a meltdown. There was one night that we were together and I just started bawling. When I say for no reason, it was for absolutely no reason. And like, I don't know if it was because of my birth control. I don't know what it was, but I was a mess. I was crying for like 45 minutes.
And I like had to leave.
And he like had to leave.
I had to leave. So I was like, I know if I leave now, then I'm going to be in trouble because
he
just like left and I was like upset. But, you know.
I love that that's why he didn't want to leave. Not to make sure you were okay. He's like, fuck, if I leave now.
I was there for like an hour making sure she was all right.
Yeah, no,
like,
I was crying for a while.
And she's like, I don't, it's weird. It just happens. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
It might have been the birth control.
No, my birth control makes me lose my mind sometimes. Mm. Like I could be like super happy to be like, wow, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's the worst.
She doesn't need birth control. Nope. She's just a roller coaster of emotion.
Right in the wave.
Yeah, I never. I would explain it to him. I would never be like that emotional about it. And then recently, like just with anything, I could just snap.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you guys want to wrap this thing up?
Like prison.
Joe Santagato.
Yes.
Could
sir.
You please focus for a hot minute? You're reading your phone.
So what?
Look at this.
I know we're not supposed to talk about Christmas. So sorry. But you talked about rapping, and I got so excited about Christmas.
Well, because they're listening, and it's going to be after Christmas.
I know. So hope everyone had a great Christmas.
Yeah. I hope you all had a great Christmas and a Hanukkah. I didn't even say a happy Hanukkah.
I was just waiting for you.
I hope you had a Hanukkah.
Hope you had something.
I'm actually, so yeah, this is before Christmas. It's coming out after Christmas. But yeah, I'll be spending Christmas with Nathan. It's just a Nate and Kate Christmas. Aww. His girlfriend is back home in Canada. So we're just going to watch movies, have some good food.
Yum.
Friendship. Friendship, guys. Well, Sammy, where can they find you?
At Sammy Ricky on Instagram.
All right. Joe?
Why was that funny? Am I being a detective?
And if you guys want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
I'm on Twitter at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot card reading, kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you guys for listening.
Hey.
Bye. Bye.